the kinds of nuts, you mentioned almonds, the kinds of nuts that people would use around here besides almonds?
Pecans is what we use because there were so many pecan trees around here. And peanuts have always been good. They've always had peanuts around here. I used to have a patch of peanuts when he was having farming done around the house, a small patch of peanuts. And, walnuts have always been imported. Black walnuts, there used to be black walnut trees around. And you niggers would come around selling black walnuts. But I haven't seen any black walnuts in years and years and years.
They told me that the government and these lumber companies are trying to get rid of all the hardwood and forest and the forest covered in pine.
Pines grow so fast.
So evidently that's why you don't see as many.
Well, you know, some of the best wood in houses that were built years ago. My sister's house, it was built in 1927, somewhere along that. And her husband supervised its building very carefully. And then later on, she had her kitchen done over. And the man in there who was putting in a new drain for a dishwasher and a disposer in the sink. And he had to cut a bigger hole in the baseboard. And he told her, he said, I have never tried to saw wood this hard. Said, this is hard as pine. Said, lady, you couldn't get that if you wanted to build a house today. So pine is also hard wood. You know the easiest wood to carve? Mahogany. Now, you think mahogany is a hard wood. Well, now, a boy built that stand I have by my bed. It's something Papa built for himself all those years ago. And I use it because I can put my magazines in there, and I can stack paper sacks in there, and I got the shelves, and I can put things on. And I just fixed it, and I needed a stand to put it on.
Yes.
Well, the boy who made those legs for you to set that thing on made them out of mahogany. I said, darn, that's expensive. He said, but Miss, you have to bother about it splitting on you. And those boys who used to carve tables, they looked like these cheap wood tables. Some of them did, you know, just carved all over. They did them in the shop here. And they were always made out of mahogany.
That's expensive.
Just like Albert Anderson said, you wouldn't put a nail in it, it wouldn't crack.
That mahogany is very, very expensive now. So.
You can hardly find it.
We're talking about those peanuts. Did you ever hear people call those anything?
Goobers. G-O-O-B-E-R. But we always call peanuts the small size, and the big ones were goobers. That was the distinction we made. I don't know how accurate it was. But we always had peanuts and never goobers.
What about the... No, you mentioned walnut, the outside part of the walnut, is
the shell?
Is that the green soft covering? Or?
No. Oh, I don't know what you call that. The black walnuts have it on them. Well, the pecans have it. I don't know what you call that outside. Oh, my mercy. But when they... We used to wait until they... What is that?
Call it a hull or something?
Hull, maybe. Well, it would be a hull. I'd forgotten about that. But we'd wait until they'd split up, you know, and dry on the pecan trees. We had pecan trees out there on First Avenue. They make good shade trees. And we had our own pecans. We had slides. And you can hardly get slides now. They're paper shell ones. You can take them, put them in your hand and crack them. The Stewart's a good pecan, but the shells are thicker.
That's what my father, Stewart, my grandfather has a paper shell things.
Well, then the slide's not the only paper shell pecan, I'm sure.
Tell me, say you had there'd been a bowl of oranges there or something, and you had company, and the oranges were all eaten. You might come up and say, well, the oranges are all
gone.